And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will. Nice to chat with you again.
Hi, David. Nice to have you back.
What you been up to lately?
Well, I was going to mention the U.S. qualifying test for the World Puzzle Championship, which is coming up on Saturday, June 9. It's going to be conducted online starting at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. It'll last for 2.5 hours, and the top-scoring American will be invited to join Team USA at the World Puzzle Championship in the Czech Republic in October. The test is free. It's open to everyone, but registration is required. All the details are at the event's website, which is puzzles-usa.org.
Yeah, I was just wondering, is there a defending champion or an obvious favorite in this as far as the teams go?
The United States is defending champion, and three of the four members of the team will be returning from last year, and there is one new spot open.
Great. Well, tell us about the challenge that came up last week. Repeat what that was.
Yes, it came from listener Steve Portnoy of Champaign, Illinois. I said, think of a familiar three-letter word that has two syllables. Add five letters to it to form a common eight-letter word that has only one syllable. And as a hint, I said, all the letters are added at the front and or the end.
And what's your answer?
The answer is Ole, O-L-E, from which you can make schooled. There were also two other answers, not quite as good, but we counted them as correct. Lei, L-E-I, is hidden inside slights, S-L-E-I-G-H-T-S, and okays is hidden inside schnooks.
So ole, so you can include Spanish words when you do these contests and other languages too?
Well, no, that's the word comes from Spanish, but it's been anglicized. You'll find it in all the dictionaries.
A lot of people thought this was a hard puzzle. Will, we received a total of 120 entries to this week's puzzle.
Wow.
Only 80 got the correct answer, and our winner, chosen at random as always, is Robert Karp from Middleton, Wisconsin. Hi, Robert.
Hi, David.
How did you solve the puzzle?
Well, we came up with Ole fairly quickly, and then after much trial and error, we wound up with schooled. But I got to tell you, I spent the following 3 days trying to come up with a better answer because I, too, was very suspicious of the word Ole.
Well, bravo for sticking with it. What do you do there in Middleton?
I work for a health insurance company, and I'm involved in the underwriting function there.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Just a little over 2 years. So I was quite surprised and delighted that I got called relatively soon.
You know, some people have to wait much longer, don't they?
Yeah, 5 and 7 years I've heard recently.
Well, I'm glad you're with us and we'll be playing this. I will give you a little bit of a warning that I'm a better listener to puzzles than solvers, but the good news is that any guesses I make on your behalf don't count against you. Okay, well, are we ready? Let's hear the puzzle.
All right, Robert and David. Today's puzzle, we're playing LPs. Every answer is a word, name, or phrase in which the only consonants are L and P. Now, the letter Y is not used. For example, if I gave you the clue, part of a suit jacket, you would say lapel. Number one, part of the eye. Right in the middle, part of the eye.
Lens.
The only consonants
are
L and P. Pupil is right. Number two, what you might do after an unwanted court decision.
Appeal.
Appeal is right. Try this, a bad multi-car accident.
Pile up.
A pile up is right. Rival of Us magazine.
People.
Uh-huh. Candy on a stick.
Popsicle? No, lollipop?
Lollipop is right. Now, the following answers are all two-word phrases. And your first of these is, it's taken to increase one's energy.
A pill of some sort.
Yes, what kind?
It
gives you
a pep
pill is right. A malt beverage with a light color. Well, what's a synonym for beer? In three letters.
Ale.
Ale, uh-huh. And what kind of ale? With a light color.
Pale.
Pale ale.
Pale ale is right. Sounds made by Alka-Seltzer.
Plop, plop.
Plop, plop is right. Along with mom, it's a symbol of Americanism.
Apple pie.
Apple pie is right. And your last one, a 15th century Italian painter with the title Fra. Uh-oh.
Hmm.
This is sort of you know it or you don't, but it's a two-word name. They both have five letters. Fra blank.
Oh, you got me.
Uh-huh. And it sounds like I have you too, David.
It was only 17th century. I might have it.
It's Fra Lippo Lippi. Anyway, you did have a nice job.
Robert, you were great. Thank you for playing the puzzle today. And for your honors, you will get a weekend edition lapel pin. You'll get the new Merriam-Webster one-volume collegiate encyclopedia, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Milton Bradley, and from Random House, The Puzzle Master Presents, a collection of mind twisters heard here on Weekend Edition Sunday. What's your public radio station there?
WERN 88.7 in Madison, Wisconsin.
Very good. Robert J. Karp from Middleton, Wisconsin, thanks for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Bye-bye. Now, Will, give us a new challenge for next week.
Yes, the letters E, F, G, H, I can be found consecutively inside the word prize fighter, albeit in mixed order. What familiar word contains the letters L, M, N, O, P consecutively inside it? Now note that the five letters must appear together in a cluster, although they can appear in any order. So again, what familiar word contains the letters L, M, N, O, P consecutively inside it?
When you have the answer, send us a postcard to Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. That's puzzle, P-U-Z-Z-L-E, @npr.org. Only one entry per person. Deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include both your day and evening phone numbers, and we'll call you if you're our winner. You'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shorts, who joined us from New York. Thanks, Will.
Thanks a lot, David.